Republican group releases Christmas ads targeting Democrats on economic policies. By Jacob Bliss on December 15, 2021. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, released a series of ads on Wednesday hitting Democrats in vulnerable congressional districts on economic policies hurting Americans. The NRCC ads are Christmas-themed and target 40 vulnerable House Democrats who have supported their party's policies that hurt the economy and the highest inflation in nearly 40 years. The House Democrats passed the disastrous $1.2 trillion, 2,702-page so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill earlier this year, which President Biden signed into law, and the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act, also known as the Democrats' Reconciliation Infrastructure Bill. While the Democrats championed the bill, it will ultimately increase taxes on the middle class, expand and prolong the effects of inflation, and add $750 billion to the American deficit over 5 years. Additionally, inflation hit the highest level in nearly 40 years. U.S. consumer prices rose last month at a rate not seen in nearly 40 years, underscoring how inflation threatens the world's largest economy and President Joe Biden's public support, AFP reported. Christmas will be harder for families this year thanks to the inflation crisis Democrats caused with their reckless spending, NRCC Chairman Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, said in a statement. Americans can't afford to foot the bill for Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden's big government agenda any longer. The ad that explicitly targets Representative Cindy Axne, D.A., the lone congressional Democrat elected in Iowa, who Republicans have identified as a vulnerable member, depicts the vulnerable Democrat cozying up to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, D.C.A., and the Democrat policies. The narrator states, "'Twas the holiday season, and all through the land, House Democrat spending was completely out of hand. Inflation was rising, a 40-year high, but Pelosi and her puppets did not bat an eye. Now gasoline and groceries are costing you more, and families are struggling like never before. Celebrating the Christmas season should not be this tough. Tell your Democrat representative you've had enough," the narrator adds. The NRCC ads will also target 39 other vulnerable Democrats. Tom O'Halloran, Oz. Josh Harder, CA. Katie Porter, CA. Mike Levin, CA. Ed Perlmutter, CO. Johanna Hayes, CT. Stephanie Murphy, FL. Sean Kasten, EL. Marie Newman, EL. Bill Foster, EL. Lauren Underwood, EL. Frank Mervin, N. Charisse Davids, KS. Jared Golden, me. Dan Kildee, me. Elissa Slotkin, me. Haley Stevens, me. Angie Craig, MN. Dean Phillips, MN. Chris Pappas, NH. Andy Kim, NJ. Josh Gottheimer, NJ. Tom Malinowski, NJ. Mikey Sherrill, NJ. Dina Titus, NV. Susie Lee, NV. Stephen Horsford, NV. Sean Patrick Maloney, NY. Antonio Delgado, NY. Marcy Kaptur, O. Kurt Schrader, OR. Chrissy Houlihan, PA. Susan Wild, PA. Matt Cartwright, PA. Henry Queller, TX. Elaine Luria, VA. Abigail Spanberger, VA. Jennifer Wexton, VA. Kim Schreier, WA. Recently, Republicans have dominated in the generic polls. Numerous polls have shown Republicans beating Democrats in a generic ballot leading up to the election when respondents say whom they would elect to represent them, as Democrats continue to pass partisan agenda items, such as the infrastructure package and the reconciliation bill. One generic poll from Real Clear Politics showed Republicans leading for the first time since 2014. The chairman of the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, the top Democrat tasked with keeping a Democrat House majority, recently said during an interview that he was not surprised that Democrats are receiving low poll numbers on generic ballots less than a year from the midterm elections. More so, vulnerable Democrats who will rely on Biden in the midterms next year may also have a tough time. Biden's approval numbers on inflation and the overall economy are poor. An ABC News/Ipsos poll found that a majority, 69%, of respondents disapprove of how Biden has handled rising inflation, while a majority, 57%, disapprove of how Biden has dealt with the overall economic recovery. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.